This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration is laying the groundwork for a reckless new assault on the environment and greedy new development of our national forests. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the spirit of James Watt is alive and well in the Reagan administration, and his anti-environment mentality is riding high. Now the administration wants to double timber cutting and increase the exploitation of minerals in national forests throughout the country. The latest skirmish came last month, and as usual, Bob, you were on the anti-environment side. The issue was a shameless raid on the Treasury by developers seeking federal funds to build more roads in national forests, far beyond what even the White House wanted. You gave those fat cats the key to the Treasury, Bob, so they can rip off the timber and minerals in our national parks. That's typical, Bob. You talk about cutting spending and then bust the budget at the expense of the environment.
You can't see the forest for the trees, Ted. The Western economy is hurting, and we can't have economic development without hurting the environment. Let's look at a few of the facts you left out. First, roads do more than promote development. They aid sound forest management and open the way for people to enjoy the natural beauty of our great country. Second, the Senate didn't just dump money into road building. We controlled the amount of federal timber that can be sold and set aside money for parks, wildlife refuges, and national forests. In short, we can use our resources while protecting the wilderness. But the real news in this face-off, Ted, is that you say you want to stop giving taxpayers hard-earned money to the fat cats. Right on, Ted. I agree. Welcome to the Republican Party. This is Senator Bob Dole. The Democrats are trying to sell a new conservative image, but it looks like the same old disaster to me. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.